For another perspective on management of patients with hepatocolon metastases, I met with medical oncologist Dr. Steve Alberts, who began our conversation by discussing one of the few completed randomized trials in these patients.
One of the biggest data sets came out from the trial performed in Europe by the EORTC, and that had looked at the use of perioperative chemotherapy with the hope that if you gave 3 months of chemotherapy initially to somebody with potentially resectable liver metastases, that you would not hinder the ability to do surgery, one, by not causing liver toxicity, and two, by not allowing something to grow beyond what had been initially resectable disease. And then if the surgery was successful, to go on and give 3 more months of chemotherapy afterwards compared to just surgery alone. I think the trial had set a bar of what they believed would be of benefit, and the trial in the end did not meet that bar, although it was statistically significant based on the analysis that was done in terms of disease-free survival. With some reservations about the outcome, people have been relooking at, should we now be considering a trial of just adjuvant therapy versus perioperative therapy, or as the RTC is doing now, to look at adding biologic agents to the chemotherapy to try to enhance that perioperative outcome.
So what they did basically was they had patients who were surgically resectable, and one group got both pre-op and post-op systemic therapy, and the other group got none, correct?
Correct. And I think the other important point, and should have discussed that a little bit better, but the patients who were enrolled in the trial were generally good risk patients in the sense they had typically one or two liver metastases. That's a group where, particularly if there's just one liver metastasis, the benefit of chemotherapy beyond surgery may be fairly small, depending on what the patient had received in the past. Whereas if we had taken a group of, say, 3 to 5 liver metastases where they're much higher rate for recurrence, it could be that we would have seen a better outcome in the results of this particular trial.
What's the next step in terms of looking at these patients? You mentioned a new trial in Europe. What are the trials that are being discussed in general for these patients?
In Europe, the trial that is ongoing right now is just a phase 2 trial, but looking at the use of FOLFOX with bevacizumab, with or without cetuximab added to that in the same setting. You know, with the information coming out about the combination bevacizumab and cetuximab potentially being harmful to chemotherapy, it's unclear how well this trial will complete its accrual. But it had been, as I understand, fairly well along in accrual before the information came out about the dual biologics. Beyond that trial, there are at least 2 trials being considered in the U.S. for either potentially resectable patients that would look at perioperative versus adjuvant chemotherapy, and then a trial to look at several different chemotherapy approaches for initially unresectable patients.